Second, when dealing with an unpredictable person, count on the Lord to open doors and hearts. If I may personalize the proverb, when your ways please the Lord, He makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. Count on the Lord to do that. Amazing things happen to our courage while we're waiting. Rather than getting more fearful, we become less fearful. Rather than losing heart, we gain confidence. The Lord becomes more important. His presence overshadows the threatening, even intimidating circumstances that would otherwise immobilize us or paralyze our thoughts. Third, when working through an unpleasant situation, trust the Lord for enduring patience. Think of the patience Esther must have had to refrain from telling the king about Haman when she had him in the very palm of her hand. Haman, the man who hated her people so much that he was going to have them wiped from the face of the earth. Think of the patience she had to wait for just the right time. In situations that are unpleasant, timing is as important as action, sometimes more so. Pace yourself, have patience. Wait for the situation to become bearable and workable. Fourth, when standing against an unprincipled enemy, ask the Lord for invincible courage. I believe that's what happened to Esther in the midst of that first banquet. She sensed a growing invincibility and courage, even in the presence of her mortal enemy, as she waited for the Lord's timing. Ask the Lord for that kind of invincible courage. He will grant your request. He will give you the courage to stand. I said earlier that nothing touches the heart like a song or story. And the one to whom we sing more songs than any other person is Jesus Christ. There are more songs composed about the person of Jesus Christ than about any other human being who ever lived. Why? Because his story is like none other. Did you know that they put him on a pole? That they hung him up to die? Did you know that more people hated him than loved him? Do you know that more people cheered than wept? Do you know that when he died, more applauded than sighed? Despised and hated by men and women, he died. Why do we sing to him then? Because like no other person who has died, he arose from the grave. He is alive today, and he gives us a song. Do you know why he died? Not because some Haman hated him and decided to put him on a pole. He died because you and I are sinners, and the only way to satisfy the demand of a holy God in dealing with humanity was to pay the penalty for sin, and that required the price of blood from the unspotted Lamb of God, Jesus himself. Perhaps a prayer would be the best way to end a chapter so full of emotion, so personally relevant. And since we've reached the halfway point of the book, it's a good time to pause before God. Father, thank you for giving some of us courage to continue to wait, while at the same time, the determination to stand alone, even if it means enduring personal loss and public misunderstanding. Thank you for modern-day Esthers, women and men alike, who have stood up to be counted. They model for us what the Christian life is all about. And Father, I pray for anyone who, like Haman, has blamed others for his unhappiness and deserves the very gallows upon which he would place his Mordecai. Bring us to an end of our blaming. Bring us to an end of our impatience. Bring us to an end of our arrogance. In doing so, bring us face to face with the claim of Jesus Christ and an acknowledgement of his right to rule in our lives. For all I know, Lord, there are some who read my words today who find themselves in difficult straits. Maybe there's a Haman giving them grief. or a threatening situation that's got them worried and harried. Just as you honored Esther for waiting, then acting in wisdom and calm confidence, encourage us to wait on you to work things out, to take control, to give us hope beyond the current chaos. Esther experienced her finest hour when things seemed most unsure. If you could do that for her back then, it isn't out of the question to think you can do that for us today. So that's what I pray for on behalf of others. Step into our world. Change hearts we cannot budge. Replace our weakness with your strength. Give us a calm and quiet confidence that all things are in your hands and therefore under control. Help us to wait patiently for you to work. In the dear name of Christ, amen.